It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 902.
What is happening? What's going on? JJ, how are you?
Happy Tuesday, everyone. It is a public holiday here in Melbourne.
Well, yeah, it is only Melbourne because, I mean, Melbourne, I feel like, takes the piss. Mm-hmm. We take a lot of public holidays.
Public holidays than, because obviously we have the AFL Grand Final. This is a Melbourne Cup holiday, but surely all the other states are having an equal amount of holidays?
Yeah, well, it makes sense. I just wrote, what state has the most public holidays in Australia? Mm-hmm. How many holidays does each state have? Australia celebrates 7 national public holidays that are recognised in each of the 8 states and territories. However, each state also has its own public holidays that they recognise in their region. So it's like the grand final day is another one that Melbourne as a state just got around.
Victoria,
Victoria as a state, and no one else gets it. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, this is one of those ones as well, Melbourne Cup, only in Victoria. Although, when I met Amy, she was doing at her work where she used to work in an orthodontic clinic, they did a Melbourne Cup thing. And so, In New South Wales. I was like, fuck, mate, I'm not even doing anything for
What's your preference public holiday wise? So this lands on a Tuesday. You can have your Monday, your Friday. What's your perfect public holiday day?
Oh, as in, are you the option of a Monday or a Friday? Because they're usually the options.
Tuesday, Monday or Friday.
I reckon a Monday.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
There's something about a Sunday, knowing you don't have to do work on the Monday. It feels
more indulgent. Fridays are good.
Yep,
and then you have a shorter week as well.
Great vibe on a Friday. You're fired up for the weekend. So, you know, you could start having a bevy at 3 p.m. In the office. Yep. And then the weekend starts, you know. Then you're into it.
I mean, you're not doing bevies at the moment. What are you going to do for your day off?
Cool, mate. I was trying to sound real cool.
Don't try,
mate. What are you gonna bevy, mate. I'm too self conscious to go out. I've had a pimple on my fucking lip for 4 weeks.
It's not a cold sore.
No, it's not a fucking cold sore. Thanks for saying that, mate. I'm just being silly when I say I'm self-conscious about it, but I'm genuinely need your advice as a guy that I feel has probably had a pimple that's lasted for months.
Yeah, potentially.
Have you?
Probably the ingrown, like the neck ingrown, I think stayed for like a few weeks.
I've just had this thing on the corner of my lip. I cannot, like, I was thinking, this is the, literally have had it for weeks. Weeks and weeks.
Is it because you're lacking vitamin C? That's what mum used to always say.
No. Dude, it's not anything to do with a crack.
It's not like a crack or anything. Yeah,
it's a fucking pimple that gets pus in it. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I was watching something on TV and I was like, it was a photo up close of an actor. I was like, imagine what I'd be doing this. This would be hell for me right now. Yeah. If I was this guy getting up close photos of me, it'd be hell.
I mean, on the skin thing, is it microdermabrasion? There's a skin thing. Dave Hughes had something done.
Oh, no, dude.
I thought that he... I was like, oh, what's wrong with Dave Hughes? And he's just had a skin treatment. Have you seen it?
I thought he'd fallen asleep with foil around his face, getting that much sunlight that his face was about to fall off with how burnt it was. And then I saw this, Josh, and I heard your partner, Bree, talking about this. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, my God, that's that skin burn thing.
Has he done it for skin cancer?
No, has he?
I don't know. I'm just reading the articles.
Well, it's a treat. I mean, this is now a beauty podcast.
Is it microdermabrasion? Is that right?
I think that is something. This is where we need Gemma Watts. Mm-hmm. But what you're talking about is like a burn to the they peel off a layer of your skin.
Yeah.
Should we call Gemma Watts?
I can actually just tell you what it is based on the. We can give Gemma a call. Should we give her a call? Hang on. Let me have
Let's
a look.
Just see if we can. I reckon she'd know. Connect. She'd be across the Husey thing as well. Husey is a comedian, radio presenter in Australia. Just a bit of a reset there old Husey. Used to live across the road from him, actually, in St Kilda.
That's a good bit of info. Do you reckon he says the same thing about you?
Oh, absolutely not. I met him once with somebody and he forgot me within 2 seconds.
Okay, that's so, there we go. I've connected it up.
Here we go. It's a beauty podcast.
G'day.
Oh, Gemma Watts. It's Tommy and Josh from the Daily Talk Show. How are you?
Sorry, from the what?
From the Daily Talk Show, the number one podcast.
Beauty podcast. In the world.
Did you say from the Daily Show?
Yes, yeah, we're from the Daily.
That's it. We'll take
we're from
it.
The Daily, New York Times, we're the Daily.
Wow. Oh, my God, how did you get this number?
Gemma, we're doing a beauty segment and it fell short, so we needed to call you.
Yeah. Zit me.
I mean, did you say zit me? Because I.
Yes,
no.
Sure.
I need to ask you something personally about my face, but we wanted to. Josh was mentioning David Hughes, the comedian. Have you seen what he did to his face?
No. Do I want to see what he did to his face?
Well, it's that thing where they laser, and it's like square laser thing, and they do it, and it like your face peels
like over multiple days.
What, do you know?
Okay, well, that's fine.
Do you know what it's called? It's not like a face peel. It's something else, but I watched all these.
It'd be laser resurfacing.
Laser resurfacing.
It's kind of like just, you know, digging up the bitumen out the front, then relaying it.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially that, and equally as glamorous and fun. But there are so many different types of laser, but if the skin's peeling, basically what they do is there are different lengths of the lasers and they get down further like into the dermis of the skin and it triggers cell turnover. So the peeling is the top layer of the skin basically. It's like imagine a snake shedding its skin and then you're just left with like fresh baby skin. I've never done the peeling one because it's just like very hectic and I prefer it like less invasive approach. But there's, I mean, there's a lot of science there. You just look like a psycho for a little while.
And so is that microdermabrasion or is that something else?
No, very different. So microdermabrasion is like you're basically, how do I describe it? It's almost like not quite the same as needling, but microdermabrasion is a form of physical exfoliation. It's super popular, but I hate it just because my skin doesn't like it. I think it's just a bit too much, but it's basically just a way of deeply exfoliating the skin.
What about
what else have you got for me?
A vampire facial. I've seen that knocking about. What is that?
Yes. Okay. So vampire facials are amazing. There are different versions of it. But basically, imagine, say you get a cut or a scrape and the blood rushes to the surface of the skin and then the skin heals itself really quickly. This is another way of triggering that cell renewal and that cell turnover. So basically you're creating a micro injury on the face. And then the skin is healing itself, so you end up with healthier skin.
You lost me at micro injury. I don't need that in my life. I've got enough micro injuries.
Josh, any others?
That's just how most facial treatments are. Even just using a scrub, it's sort of like it all falls under the umbrella of like a micro trauma.
And so if we think about a sunburn as like a micro trauma, how do we know that these things aren't causing skin cancer?
Because UV rays can get far, far, far deeper into the skin and they cause cellular and DNA damage. So something like a short pulse laser, which is what you get from a machine, that's not getting as far into the skin, nor does it cause DNA damage. So when you get the short version is with the sun, you've got UVA, UVB and UVC rays. We don't worry about UVC because it doesn't actually hit the earth. But if you were, traveling to the sun, then you might have an issue. UVA and UVB do travel down to earth, but you only really get those rays from the sun. So like a laser machine or even something that you use at home won't have it.
Okay.
One other thing, do you think the conspiracy theory about Melania Trump having a double is real or not? Just throwing in a real spanner into the works.
Yep, 100% real.
I didn't even know about this.
Oh, it's the best.
It's amazing.
Does she like him more than the real Melania?
I mean, I got a lot of strong feelings about the Trump family, so I don't know that there's a way that I can answer this without letting my own personal bias get in the way.
Look, I didn't want to get too far away from, beauty. But the other thing is we started the podcast and I was telling Josh that I've had a pimple for like at least 3 weeks on the corner of my lip. And I don't know why it keeps coming back. What am I doing wrong? Help me, Gemma Watts.
Potentially your mask. Have you ever had a pimple in that spot before?
Well, I mean, in my lifetime, yes. I'm old. But of recent times, no.
But it's not a common spot for you to be getting it.
I don't think so, no. I feel like it's just come and hasn't left.
Mm. Yeah. Fuck. Whack some salicylic on there.
What's that?
There'll be something in your house with something acidic, ideally salicylic acid. Basically everything that's going wrong with everyone's skin at the moment is because of the mask, but the whole maskne thing isn't just pimples. It can be like rosacea, it can be dryness, it can be dermatitis. Basically anything that can go wrong with the skin is going wrong with the skin, and it's because of the masks. Because it's just creating an entirely new environment. Like, environmental stresses are what cause so much of the damage that happens with our skin. And then you're essentially changing the humidity, the temperature, the amount of sun your skin's getting all in one hit. So your skin's like, what is happening?
It's not great. And finally, this is the Melbourne Cup episode. What have you got planned? Like, have you got anything happening at the Watts household?
Well, we can only have two people over. Jill and Bruce, true to form, have rationed their friends over the course of the racing carnival. So they had two friends over on Friday. We had two over on Saturday who we normally spend Derby Day with. They had two over yesterday. Monday is a rest day, and then Tuesday they've got two more friends coming over. And then on Stakes Day on Saturday, more friends.
Yeah, so nothing's changed. I wonder what the coverage is, because there's going to be no fashion on the field because there's no people.
Well, they're
right?
really pushing the fashions on the front lawn, which I think is a great, fun way for people to get involved with the carnival. Do I think people are going to do it? Absolutely not. The whole joy of watching it from home is that you don't have to try.
Yeah.
I might pop a headband. I put a headband on Derby Day, but that really wasn't because of the races. It was just because I found it and I forgot that I had it, and I thought, you should put this on your head, Jem.
I mean, I feel like fascinators... your mum's big in the fascinators. How many fascinators do you reckon she has?
Mum has, I actually can't even put a number on it. Mum's a fascinator person and I'm a hat person. Mm-hmm. I just think if you wake up, but this may be more for women, but if there's a reason for me to put a hat on, it's going to be a good day because it means either the sun's out, maybe I'm going on a picnic, maybe it is the races. If you've got a hat on, you're going to have a good time. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
We're also going to make a cocktail tomorrow that I had on the weekend, and I'm already desperate to recreate it. I think you would like it, JJ.
Oh, what is it?
It was lemon sorbet, limoncello, a bit of vodka, and a bit of prosecco. So it was very like tart, almost like a lemonade-y sort of smoothie, but delicious.
Takes you right back to the Amalfi.
I mean, the thing with the fascinators too, like hats versus fascinators. Mate, more uses for hats.
Fascinator is not a hat. Fascinator is a...
But this is the thing. Like, having a large collection of fascinators, are they...
Yeah, you can only wear it to the races, whereas a hat...
Weddings? Cool. Do people wear fascinators to weddings?
To a royal wedding, yes. Okay. To a normal pleb wedding, you would look like an absolute dickhead.
Okay, good to know.
Oh, thank you, Gemma.
Anything else happening? How's house hunting going post lockdown?
I'll say it now. I didn't want to jinx it. We bid at auction last week. We did not get the house, but what a rush!
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. And so were you actually at the auction or did you...
No, it was a Zoom auction.
Whoa.
Got
to make sure that you're unmuted. And so what's the deal? How does it work?
So you all have to be on mute. There are heaps of... You know how at a normal in-person auction there will just be like random people who want to basically just perv.
Yeah.
There were there were 42 people in the Zoom. I reckon roughly 30 of them had their cameras switched off, and the auctioneer's like, if you're going to place a bid, pop your camera on. Most of them did not. And then I reckon there were probably 6 of us that actually placed a bid, but the whole thing was like, take yourself off mute when you're ready to bid. The woman that ended up getting the house was so confident she did not put herself on mute the whole time. Really? She opened the bidding, unmuted herself, and then just sat back and just let it happen.
Wow.
What were the, I mean, the 34 perverts with their cameras off, what were they? Why were they
there?
Well,
this is the thing, because surely the only reason you would go and like have a perv at an auction is so you can walk through the house first. Yeah. But I don't know, they were just hanging out. Maybe they heard, you know, Queen Gronk was going to pop a bit down.
It would have been great if Hamish Blake came in and said, Zoom for one more.
Zoom for one more.
I feel like that would have been a good one.
Oh, that would have been. Good. Yeah. Unless if he like accidentally popped in as and then accidentally bought the house.
He would do that too.
Again, like Hughie at the block auctions. Like,
oh, yeah.
He just was like, I might just swing past Elise Knowles and Josh's house and see how it looks.
Isn't that crazy?
And then bought it.
What's happening with it? I was speaking to Bree was speaking to Hannah, who was saying George and her were watching The Block. I didn't even know The Block is still on. Are you watching it? What's happening?
No, I've never watched it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not.
I can make something up if you'd
no,
like.
No, that's fine. But I just
the competition's really heating up.
Yeah.
Well, surely they're just not doing much. If it was recorded during COVID.
Yeah, I think they had to shut down filming at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's
I'm not even watching The Bachelorette, which is just who am what have I become?
What are you watching?
Not a whole lot, if I'm honest.
Mm-hmm.
I took Tully's advice and watched Emily in Paris.
Oh, how far did you get through?
I mean, I'm just sort of, I have to be very, very drunk. Mum's quite enjoying it. I don't understand. Every person she meets falls in love with her. She's terrible at her job. Mm-hmm. She hasn't bothered to learn the language. With a lot of feeling.
If I can make a horrible suggestion for a film for you and your partner to watch, Gemma, it's called Holidate.
Oh, yeah, we've actually got that on our to-watch list because I'm all about I love Emma Roberts. They just added Emma Roberts in Wild Child to Netflix, which is great because it's one of the worst films ever, but it's amazing, if that makes sense. You know, those terrible, terrible films that are so good. I was looking for it everywhere, and it was only available on Amazon Prime if you get, like, the fancy person account. No, thank you.
No. Well, you'd be able to watch
to
Jack Ryan
the same
then,
time
you? Jack Ryan, do you know about
Jack
Ryan? Oh, it's great. You got Amazon Prime or no?
No, oh, no. Chris does. Okay. So, I mean, technically, yes, I do.
Yeah,
but
yeah you do.
Jack Ryan.
Tommy.
Why does he have two first names?
Yeah, well, yeah, I know, but Tommy's very into it. It's his
Jack
it's his
Ryan. Guy. I'm just annoyed that it's they're filming third season, so it's you know,
oh, it's a I'm series.
Have to wait. It's three seasons. Oh, they're filming the third season.
Mm-hmm. Do you think The Hills is coming back?
Do I think The Hills is coming back? Well, aside from the like the reboot season that they did this year,
yeah. Well,
I don't
just
think
sort of
that
stopped.
Did very well.
No, because I was watching I was watching it, and then it just sort of ended. It didn't feel like a proper season.
Oh,
so I've been disappointed.
I didn't watch it, but I watched Whitney Port's reaction videos to it, and she was like, "I'm only in 30 seconds of this because." I'm married and have a child and I'm not causing any drama. And the producers were like, oh, this is not going to be good television.
Mm-hmm.
Are you into Selling Sunset, Gemma?
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
People are
mostly
obsessed
for
the girls.
Architecture. Oh, Christine Quinn.
Yeah,
I watched it like mostly on mute because I liked the houses.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
Tommy watches it on mute too.
Yeah. Different reason. For the
I get
scenery
the novelty
of
her being a crazy villain and, like, you know, she's this big character, but she's also not a nice person. I feel like it's one thing to be like, she's unapologetically herself, but she also, like, repeatedly bullies other cast members and tells
Fizz. Yeah, I don't get it. I saw someone do a post about like, yes, like check out like her Insta stories, and I was like, oh, I hate that. What, like, she's such a nasty character. I don't understand how she has fans.
Yeah, she's not a nice person. Yeah, I don't get it. Mm-hmm. I do not understand it. Yeah. And she's not particularly well-dressed, if I might.
No, it's a bit tacky, would you say?
Yeah. There's a bit of that.
Yeah. Good chat. Anyway, thank you for answering our beauty questions. That was great.
Oh, I forgot. It feels like a lifetime ago.
It does, doesn't it? Isn't it crazy? Talking about a lifetime ago, like 2020, it's a bit ridiculous when you think about from January. Think about how different it was in January to now.
It's like crazy. 58 or 9 days until the end of the year. And
oh, my God.
It was like, early March that it all started to happen. Next minute, it's like 7 months has gone past. But
Christmas didn't feel like it. Like our Christmas show or even the episode in Coonan Creek was like just happened. We haven't really done anything since. That's we haven't left the house. Like if we counted the amount of times we'd left the house since the Coonan Creek episode, for me, it would be like 5 times.
I mean, you haven't missed a whole lot. It's just so crazy because it's the longest year ever, but it's also gone so quickly because there's been nothing to punctuate the year. There's no like, oh, we've got this coming up because we don't.
Yeah.
Gabby was like, what are you going to do for your birthday, Gem? And I was like, well, nothing because I just don't know. Like, who knows what's going to happen in 33 weeks?
Surely a park. Surely there's some sort of park scenario.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, guys. Save the day.
Yeah.
Again, who knows? I don't want to get excited about this thing.
I think you can.
We'd be having a pool party for Mr. 97.
Yeah.
Can't bloody go in your town.
Yeah, it's very true. And also, just not, I'm not rig ready. Like, we'll have to give it next year, we'll do it. But
a year past COVID.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, it's seriously. So, Bree went to A&S Colour to get me a new shirt yesterday. And everyone's going in, everyone's getting like a few sizes up or whatever. Because it's just a reality of, you know, sitting on your ass.
I mean, big move.
I mean, I've.
So I was just going to say the shirt. She bought your shirt without you trying it on. She nailed it.
Yeah, that's bold.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've been dancing though, Jem. So you probably haven't seen the impact.
Yeah, not quite. Not quite.
Well, thanks for
Gemma,
for answering my call.
I gotta get ready to go out for dinner now. I gotta make myself look like a human woman.
What are you gonna eat? Are you going to Taco Bell?
No, I haven't had a taco in ages.
Really?
No, I'm going to Monty's.
Oh yeah,
don't need that
pizza.
Oh yeah,
North Fitzroy.
Oh great. Oh yes, yeah, great. Well, enjoy. Thanks,
Joy.
Have a good one.
Pleasure.
Bye bye.
Happy racing season.
Yeah.
It's the race that stops the nation.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but not everyone gets a public holiday.
Yeah, yeah. Just some. Yeah, they get to stop more than others.
I'll have to work tomorrow because all of my clients are in Sydney. So
that's bullshit. Just put on your do not disturb.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jem.
Remember. Thanks, Jem.
Catch you, mate. Bye.
Bye.
Yep.
Gemma Watts.
Gemma Watts, ladies and gentlemen. Josh, I was just looking up before we go. You've sort of called yourself a geek many times. I feel like Gemma is a beauty geek. Someone who knows a lot about something. Do you know the origins of the term geek?
No, I don't.
I mean, you had a business called
Melbourne Geek.
So geek, they use a photo of Albert Einstein. He had a great mustache, by the way. He had a great mo. I blend really mo and then stash, moustache. The people whom we consider geeks today are certainly not the same people who we would have labelled geeks in the early 1900s. Back then, the word was used to describe not socially awkward, tech-savvy individuals, but rather circus sideshow performers who bit the head off small living creatures.
It was only
in the 1980s that the word began to take on its current meaning. And by the 21st century, it nearly lost its negative connotation altogether. How's that?
That's a good fact. That's a good fact.
That's a fucking great fact. I love how words can change over time. They just started one thing. Well, you know, now we're going to use it as something else.
Do you know what's one thing you don't see many of? I've noticed it because your mouse is a little bit noisy. Mouse pads. How many people do mouse pads nowadays? Remember, like, this? As a kid, I don't know why, but we just were so irresponsible with mouse pads. We would draw on them.
Yes.
Do you remember that? Why was that a thing?
You'd do you know what I drew? Like,
you would never get a clean the S. Did you do the S?
Yeah, that was exactly the three lines. Yeah, yeah. Three lines. Connect the dots and put the tips on the top and bottom.
It was seen as a bit of it, like if you had a primo mouse pad without any, like that was just unseen. You would never say that. But there was also, it would peel too. Remember, you'd have like the blue thing and it would have like foam and it would always peel off and go shit. What's with mouse pads?
Maybe that is why. Because they're so shit. I'm sure there is some bespoke business that's doing these mouse pads.
We should do remember the daily talk show mouse pad.
Did you ever get the ones with the gel lump for your wrist?
Well, I just remembered at a client, they had a mouse pad. It was a little bit blokey, this place, and they had a mouse pad and that bulgy bit was a woman's breasts.
Jesus. So, I wouldn't have one myself, but Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a different time. Maybe. I mean, it was probably 2007, so probably still not acceptable.
What were you making a video for, bloody men's gallery?
You'd be surprised. Great.
Oh, God.
Do we have emails? Have you got them up?
Yeah, so we got... Well, yesterday we were talking about how things are changing over in England and France, and we've got Charlotte, who is a gronk. She's been listening for a little while. She said, happy end of lockdown. I'm so happy for you there. Great job with COVID. I'm sure she's getting she might be hearing the reports, unless she's just hearing what we've said on our show. She said, I wish we could say the same about France, but that's impossible as they're following laws, are thinking together. Sorry, I'm just reading.
Paraphrasing.
It's very different there for sure. There is so many more inhabitants in Europe, which makes everything even more complicated, and tourism being the first economical income in France. However, you go out of lockdown at the exact same time we're going back into lockdown again. Not funny, actually, but better to laugh. The situation is getting very annoying now. It's been so long and it feels like it'll never end. When am I going to come back to Melbourne again? She has a partner here that she met just before, I think it was last year before COVID, and then she's been wanting to come back. So, poor thing, going back into lockdown in France.
Well, Charlotte, if you come to Melbourne, we'll have a profiterole together.
Yeah, she did school us on what a profiterole means.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to go on a profiterole crawl. Forget a pub crawl, Josh. Yeah,
get around that. No, a chocolate eclair crawl.
Chocolate eclair crawl.
The Daily Talk Show, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. If you enjoyed the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Also, share it on Instagram as well. We always appreciate when you do that. And enjoy your day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you, guys.